السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. We started by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who showers our communities with love and mercy. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who protects us. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who controls the matters of our hearts. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives us unity. We then send peace and blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that was not only sent as a mercy to mankind, but as a mercy to the world. We send peace and blessing upon his companions, his family members, those that aided him and helped him, amma ba'd thereafter. 10 years after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started his message of Islam, and these 10 years were very tough 10 years. In one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says that Islam started off ghareeb, poor, weak. And then he carries on that a time will come where it will return to that same state. And in these 10 years, this is that ghareeb portion of Islam, where the first few years, 3 years, Islam was preached privately, very hush-hush, only to the close kith and kin. It was never in a public setting, but on a one-to-one basis. Then the following 4 years were open in a public setting where the Prophet ﷺ proclaims his message, and the aftermath of him coming out in the open and sharing the message of Islam was the Muslims were tested, tortured, persecuted. And then this led to 3 years in a boycott where many great Muslims and many great support of the Prophet ﷺ ended up passing away after. In this 10th year, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and this name of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when it comes to our minds, we always think of him, the person who is the closest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every step of the journey of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was there with him. You wouldn't find him anywhere else, but you will only find him next to the Prophet ﷺ. But in this 10th year, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq does something out of character. If you look at the remainder life, during Hijrah, it was only Abu Bakr as-Siddiq that was with the Prophet ﷺ while they were in the cave of Thawr. From day 2 of Islam, it was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And all the way until the final days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, through every battle, through every moment, they were glued, as if they were glued side by side. But in this 10th year of Islam, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he goes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission. Things have now gotten out of hand. And it's not that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was weak within, absolutely not, na'udhu billah min dhalik. But Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu at many different occasions put his life on the line. In one incident, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quraysh are getting physical, and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu steps in, and he gets beaten up so badly for many days he was unconscious. And as soon as he wakes up, he says, how is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But in the 10th year, he comes to the Prophet ﷺ and says, Ya Rasulullah, things are now too much. Give me permission to leave Makkah. Everything that I have known till now, my home, my family, my business, Ya Rasulullah, you, I need to part ways with. I need to go somewhere where I can find safety. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understanding the emotions of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, that this is probably the last option that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala has left, he gives Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala the permission to migrate to Habsha. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he packs his bags, and he's on his way, and about roughly a day's journey out, he meets this outsider, Abu Daghunna. Abu Daghunna, he wasn't from Quraysh. He was a leader of an affiliate tribe, Abu Kinana, the tribe of Abu Kinana. He was a leader of that tribe. And he sees Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and he says, where are you going? And Abu Bakr tells him his situation, that my people have caused me so much harm and have done this with me and that with me, that they are twisting my hand and forcing me to make this step and leave Makkah. Abu Daghunna says that, look, Abu Bakr, I know you. And maybe you and I, we don't see eye to eye when it comes to our beliefs, our religion. Theologically, we don't have the same viewpoint. But I know you as a person, and he says, you are the type of person that should not leave, and nobody should let you leave. And then he lists out a few characteristics of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He says, you are someone who respects family. He says, you are the one who helps in all types of good causes. He says, you do good things for society, and the people that have nobody, the people that are weak, the people that are broken, you are their support, you earn for them. He says, there's no way I, even though I'm not from Quraysh, I'm not going to let you leave Makkah. Let's go back to Makkah. And he takes Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to the Kaaba, and he calls the Quraysh and he says, from now on, even though we're not on the same wavelength when it comes to religion. From now on, Abu Bakr Siddiq, he is under my protection. And the focus point that I wanted to share here is these few points that this non-Muslim saw within Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He didn't say why because you're wealthy. He didn't say why because you're handsome. He didn't say why because you come from a good tribe. But the things that he listed out is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala's contribution, his role that he fulfills within the community. Very similarly, when the Prophet ﷺ received the message of Iqra, and he goes home to his wife Khadija radhiallahu anha, Khadija radhiallahu anha is told by the Prophet ﷺ, "Zammiluni, cover me." He's shaking, he's worried. Something ajeeb, something unheard of has happened. Khadija radhiallahu anha turns to the Prophet ﷺ and she says, "I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never disgrace you. Why? Because you foster family relationships. You carry the burden of the weak. You help the poor, the needy, and you are generous to your guests. And the hardships that lie ahead of you, it's because of how truthful you are." Once again, she didn't say, "Muhammad, Allah will not disgrace you." Why? Because of your personal, your internal, who you are, the things that we prioritize. But she says the reason why Allah will not disgrace you in the four or five things that she listed out, why? Because the role that you have within your community of helping others, of being a benefit to others, that is the role that you fulfill. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not disgrace you. You know, Abu Dughunna, when he goes to the Quraysh, one of the sentences that he says to the Quraysh, when he says that this man is under my protection, he says the reason being is because he is an asset to our community. We need more people like this. Forget about the belief differences, but we need more people like this who fulfill their role in society. And this message of fulfilling your role in society is what the Prophet ﷺ preached throughout his life. In one famous hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ says, "Afshu salam wa at'imu ta'am." Says, spread salam, give peace. Not just verbally, but be somebody that delivers peace in other people's lives. Wa at'imu ta'am, and feed people. Don't just worry about your stomach. Don't just worry about your needs, but care about the needs of others and take care of family ties. Wa sallu bil layl wa nasu niyam. And if you look at this, the fourth thing that the Prophet ﷺ says is then pray at night when people are sleeping. He didn't start off with that. He starts off with your contribution to your community. Fulfill that. Afshu salam wa at'imu ta'am. And take care of your family ties. And then the Prophet ﷺ finishes off, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٍ. And the community that the Prophet ﷺ built around him were people of the same mindset. We're not people that just worried about themselves, but you look at the Ansar, and the Ansar were people about a community. That they were willing to give away half of everything that they had to this complete stranger. Why? So that we can build a community together. And the Muhajir, they repaid this. Why? Because we need to build a community together where everybody is fulfilling their role. The truth is, Islam, our religion, is not a PR stunt. It's not only something that looks nice on a billboard or on an Instagram post or on a WhatsApp message that gets forward. This is the beauty of Islam. Look at the beauty of my religion. But the true Islam is the realization of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will and the lifestyle that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left behind, not just in books, but then manifesting that within our day-to-day lives. Fulfilling, understanding that we as community members have a role in our community. It's not only about my children, it's not only about my wealth or my career, my job, my house. We live in a society where we're taught that everything is based upon you. You first take care of yourself before you take care of others. That as long as you are providing for your family, your children who depend on you, don't worry about anyone else. You look at the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. He has a guest at his house who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks, Abu Talha, can you take him home and feed him? He takes his companion home, and when he gets to his house, he sees that there's not enough food. And he says to his wife that, look, his wife says to him, either we eat or the children eat or this guest eats. Only one of these three can eat. And Abu Talha al-Ansari says, it's time to put our faith into actions. It's time to put our beliefs into actions. That I cannot be a good Muslim until I am a good human being. Both of these work hand in hand. You can't have somebody that is a good Muslim who praises five times Salah, who fasts in the month of Ramadan, who gives zakat, who performs hajj, who reads Quran, but that person is a bad human being. This cannot be. And Abu Talha al-Ansari says, now is the time that I test my faith. He says, put the children to sleep. And when you serve the food, act like you're adjusting the lantern and blow it out. Let it be dark in the room. Nobody needs to see what's going to happen. Abu Talha al-Ansari, as the guest of the Prophet ﷺ was eating, he acted like he was eating because he understood this is my role in my community, that I must help others. I must put others before I put myself. My stomach doesn't matter as long as somebody else is fed. His children go to sleep hungry. He goes to sleep hungry. But the guest that he has goes to sleep with a full stomach. And Abu Talha al-Ansari, he comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking at him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is smiling. Abu Talha, what did you do? What did you do last night? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I did nothing. So, you thought in the darkness of the night nobody saw? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is al-basir, who sees everything, he is as-samir, he is al-alim, nothing goes beyond his knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved your action of putting yourself behind others, understanding your role in the community and putting that first, that He loved it so much that to the day of judgment in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the verse, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. There are those beautiful people who don't care about themselves. And they put others before them, وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا, even though they have to struggle, even though they have to face the hardships. And this is what Islam is. Islam is not just something fancy on a billboard, but it's understanding that this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the lifestyle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have to bring into our life. Our role in our community is not just to help others financially, or not just to help others emotionally. But our role in our community is to understand and plan for our future. If we just look at things inside the box, just today, and we don't think about what will happen tomorrow, our growth as a community will be extremely limited. There are two types of qualities. One is a person is content with whatever growth that they have. I am fine with this much. I don't need more. And this is a good quality when it comes to your own finances and your own dunya to a certain degree. But when it comes to our community, the second quality that a person must have is hunger. How can I grow? How can my community grow? If you rewind the clock 10 years ago, and this masjid was not here, and there was just a small trailer, or even further back, and there was just a small office space, and if the people at that time said, our need is just to pay the bill of this office space, we don't have enough people for Maghrib or Isha or Asr and Zohar. These salahs are empty. We don't need to grow. Why should we build a masjid? Why should we purchase a land who at that time the goal seemed like unreal, that millions of dollars? No, let's just tackle the immediate need. But they understood their role, that our role in society is, our role for our community is, it's not just about myself. These people are actually, some of them have passed away. But the legacy that they leave behind is so intense and so meaningful that today, alhamdulillah, we have a masjid that two Jummah salahs is no longer sufficient. We have to have three salahs because there are so many people. But at that time, people said, no, we don't need to expand and we just need this small office space. You can imagine how Frisco community, ICF, the Muslim community in this area would be completely different. You know, when we look at our contribution towards our community, the Battle of Tabuk comes to mind. And the unique thing about the Battle of Tabuk is that there are three different examples that you get. The first example in the Battle of Tabuk, again, a little back history, this was where the Byzantine Empire, after the Battle of Muta, they gathered and they were going to attack the Muslims. And the Prophet ﷺ said, do you want, let's go and take the fight to them. And the Muslims traveled 800 miles in that time in the desert. But the Prophet ﷺ, he says, this is the need of our community today. We need people that will stand up and support the community. Yes, the goal is huge. We're going to be fighting the Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire. We have a huge goal, but who will stand up? And the three examples that I want to share with you today. The first example is, alhamdulillah, the person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. This person, Allah has blessed him, and this person understands that I need to support my community, and this person gives. And he doesn't give thinking about what my children will eat. He gives with an open heart. The likes of Uthman bin Affan, who on that day gave millions, calculated in today's currency. But then you have people like you and I, who sometimes have the intention to give, but we also have the quality of procrastination. It's okay. You're still in the beginning stages. I'll give later on. And a sahabi comes to mind whose name was Ka'b bin Malik. Ka'b bin Malik says that on the day of Tabuk, I had enough. At that time, I had two animals. Never before did I have two animals. But I thought to myself, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. But that tomorrow never came. Until finally the Prophet ﷺ was returning and all I had left was regret. I could have been a sahabi who took part in Tabuk, but because of my procrastination, where many of us find ourselves here, that we want to give, we have the intention to give, but then we procrastinate. You want to let somebody else take care of it now? I'll get it later on. Maybe next year I'll give something when my situation is better, but then it's too late. And the third example is of a person who thinks to himself, I'm not like Uthman al-Ghani. I'm not like Abdurrahman bin Auf. I can't give millions. And a sahabi comes to mind whose name was Abu Aqil al-Ansari. Abu Aqil al-Ansari, he goes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I have nothing to give. I worked two nights to carry water. And the person who I did this job for paid me in two sa's of dates, like two handful of dates. And the date quality is not like the best of dates, the cheap, not ajwa, the low-level dates. He says, I left one for my family, and all I can give is this one handful, one sa'a of low quality of dates. And the Prophet ﷺ made dua for this companion. It wasn't that the Prophet ﷺ only made dua for Uthman, the person who donates 50,000 or 100,000, a person who donates 25,000. But the people that are like Abu al-Aqil Ansari, people like you and I, who sometimes feel that our donations might not be, our donation will be inadequate. They won't be enough. His donation, in reality, of an army of 30,000 people that were going to fight the Romans, wasn't even enough for one person until he reaches outside of Medina to Munawwar. Those dates could have been eaten by then. But yet, he leaves the example that whatever you have, give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll finish off with one thought. Supporting our community and giving back to our community, sometimes we think that this is a luxury. It would be nice to have an expansion. It would be nice to have more classrooms. It would be nice to have offices. It would be nice to have a kitchen, a place that we can wash our deceased. But the reality is, this is not a luxury. This is a necessity. You and I need it. Our children need it. The future of this community needs it. And it's only we understand when we understand that this is a need, and every single one of us has a responsibility of living here, that if we don't fulfill that need. Last night, Sheikh Yasir Qadhi spoke about the history of Undalus. Undalus lost its Islam after 800 years when people forgot their role in society. When they started to think about themselves. Remember, the people who only think about themselves, history forgets them. And the people that think about others, the people that think about their community, their names will forever be a part of history. And this is why, inshallah, tomorrow we will be having the annual fundraiser of ICF for the expansion that, alhamdulillah, has been going on. And it's important that each and every one understand that this is my role in my community. It's not something extra. It's not something that's a luxury, but it's a necessity for my children and my generations to come to hold on to this religion that sets them apart from somebody else. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd. As much as we would like everybody in this gathering to be a part of the fundraiser tomorrow, we understand that there are other commitments. Islam is not just about deen, but it's about deen and dunya, and that's where community comes in. And for this very reason, inshallah, after the Jummah prayer, we request everybody to stay seated. Inshallah, for those people that will not be able to come tomorrow, and those people that, if you can come tomorrow, great, we'll have a short fundraiser here for you to take part, whether you live here in Frisco, or you just work close by and you come here, whether you're just traveling. This is your chance to take part in the growth of a community and the Muslim, to preserve the Muslim identity of our future to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, telling us and ordering us, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for infinite mercy. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you make us people who practice our religion. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you make us people who benefit the community around us. Oh Allah, we ask that you make us people who fulfill the role of our community. Oh Allah, make us people who give with an open heart. Oh Allah, make us people who give other people preference over ourselves. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you make us people who take part in the expansion of your house. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will build this house of yours. Oh Allah, we ask that you give us a house in Jannah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing that's difficult except that you can make easy. Oh Allah, this task that we have taken on to expand our masjid. Oh Allah, it's a difficult task. Oh Allah, the goal is great. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you make it easy upon us. Oh Allah, Help our community grow, oh Allah. Help our children in our community, oh Allah. Help the youth, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Help the women, oh Allah. Make us a community that is united, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask that you forgive our sins, that which is small, and that are major, oh Allah. We ask that you give us Jannah, oh Allah. We ask that you be pleased with us, oh Allah. Be pleased with us, oh Allah. Be pleased with us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqim salam.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا خشوع في صلاتكم ان شاء الله استاذ الشيخ جزاه الله خيرا mentioned that يعني we have صبر ان شاء الله with us few minutes after salah الحمد لله رب العالمين by the grace of Allah سبحانه وتعالى we were able to collect الحمد لله $50,000 from the first جمعة تكبير ان شاء الله if we can match that will be amazing ان شاء الله I believe in the second جمعة مصلين ان شاء الله جزاكم الله خيرا استووا
الله اكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إخواني إن شاء الله صبر إن شاء الله with us. May Allah bless you, رب العالمين. You've seen the, mashallah, the expansion is so beautiful. So if I have one brother, inshallah, who can help with $25,000, inshallah. $25,000. You don't have to raise your hand. It's better. But if you want to do it anonymous, inshallah, we can do it, inshallah. For a few seconds. Any brother can help with $25,000, inshallah.
Any sister.
Any sisters, of course. All right. We'll go down, inshallah, to $10,000. Any of the brothers, he can help with $10,000. Any of the brothers or the sisters, inshallah, $10,000. We'll go, inshallah, to $5,000. Any of the brothers, inshallah. We need two, three hands at least, inshallah. $5,000. $5,000. Anybody, $5,000, inshallah?
Again, this is the right the masjid has upon you, that you support the masjid.
Jazakallah.
Again, if you can, again, for $5,000, if we can have a few brothers raise your hand, please.
$5,000, inshallah. Okay. Inshallah, we'll go to the lowest one, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. But in the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is very great. $1,000, inshallah. So we'll go for $1,000. We need at least 20 brothers. Takbir. One here, inshallah. Takbir. May Allah reward you. Brother Muddas, takbir. Brother Khalid, takbir. Brother over there. Brother over there, takbir. $1,000, ikhwan, inshallah. $1,000? $1,000, inshallah. Let me get that order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you have anybody else? Takbir over there, inshallah.
Again, one if you're from the community, inshallah, or if you're just visiting, if you're, inshallah, if you're planning to come tomorrow, if you cannot make it tomorrow, please raise your hand and donate $1,000 for the expansion of this masjid.
$1,000, inshallah. Let's call. Final call, inshallah. Final call, $1,000. Brothers or sisters, jazakumullah khair, takbir. Brother over there in the back, inshallah. With a child in the back. Yes, jazakumullah khairan. Barakallah. Final call, inshallah. Final call, and then you pray your sunnah. Jazakumullah khairan. $1,000. Any of the brothers that didn't see? Okay, jazakumullah khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replace with khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you barakah in your health, your wealth, and your children. Allahumma ameen ya rabbil alameen. Please purchase the ticket and attend our fundraiser tomorrow, biiznillah. It's very important, inshallah. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. Frisco Embassy Suites, Frisco, inshallah, 6 p.m. You need to get the tickets, inshallah, from outside. We have a child care as well, inshallah. We have a babysitter, inshallah, coming. Inshallah, jazakumullah khairan, barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah.